Part 5, Basic Computation, Braille Writer, Abacus, and Calculator, Example 1.
Get 39. All right, now what we're going to do. So we've managed to do this problem with Unifix cubes and count up in our head, but we want to double check. We're going to talk about how we'll write it on the Braille Writer, how we're going to check it on the abacus, and check it on the calculator. Okay? So we're going to step 2 of the problem. Okay? I need you to go down about 2 lines on your Braille Writer. What were the 2 numbers that we were working with?
161 and 160.
Well, 161 was the original number. How much money did you give the cashier?
$2.
Okay. What is our subtraction problem going to be?
2 dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Minus 161.
I think we should write this down so we don't forget.
Allie turns to the Braille Writer.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
So, dollar sign, number sign 2.
Drop your 2.
Mm-hmm. Point 0, 0.
Mm-hmm.
Minus.
Mm-hmm.
Dollar sign.
You don't need another dollar sign. You just need one at the beginning.
Dollar sign. Do I need a number sign?
No, you do not need another
Allie
number
reads
sign.
What she has already written.
Minus 161.
It's a good thing we're writing it down because you almost forgot it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, now space over and put your equal sign.
461.
Did you write this problem going vertically up and down or horizontally going left and right?
Horizontal.
Can you write math problems vertically?
Yep.
How do print people write math problems? Like your teachers and your mom and dad. Do we write them going the same way you do?
No.
How do we write them? Do you remember? We discussed this one day.
Carry the one.
We do carrying. And is it written left to right or is it written top to bottom, up and down?
Right, left to right.
Well, no, print people work up and down. We go up and down. And you've seen them written that way, and we're going to practice writing it that way also.
Oh, no.
Oh, I know. It's horrible, isn't it? Okay, what we need to do is we need to check our problem on the abacus. And I'm going to scoot over so I can be close to
you. Both the teacher and Allie have an abacus.
Okay. What is the subtraction problem?
$2 minus 161.
Oh, there's that chatty Barbie voice. Okay, let's check this on our abacus. Okay.
$2.
Or we're going to think about it as 200 because I have not shown you money on this yet. Okay?
Yeah.
Minus what?
161.
So nice and loud. This
100
is
100.
Uh huh.
And minus 60. Don't we have 60?
So what do we do?
Minus a 10.
Okay.
We don't have a 10.
But we have a what?
100.
Okay, but we wanted to subtract what?
60.
Okay, is 100 too much?
Yep.
How much?
40.
So what do we do in that tens column?
Add 40.
Correct. Okay. Now what do we need to subtract from our ones column?
One. Don't have one. So we're going to subtract the 10.
Mm-hmm.
And add 9.
Oh, there's that chatty Barbie I was looking for. Okay, what'd you get?
Allie checks her answer on the abacus.
39.
Is that what we got before?
Yeah.
All right. Now, just to double, triple check, I'm going to have you check it on the calculator, which is over to your left. This is the same one we've worked on before, and I believe this is one you have at home.
It is. Mm-hmm. Okay, one.
Better, if you can't remember your problem, better look on your Braille Writer.
Allie checks the problem in the Braille Writer.
2.00. Minus.
Allie again checks the problem in the Braille Writer.
Minus. 161.
Forget your decimal point, okay?
I forgot the decimal point.
No, you didn't, and you put it in. You did it right the first time.
When I wrote it.
Oh, when you wrote it. Okay. I'll forgive you. That's okay.
0.61 equals 0.39.
I got it right.
Oh, you're so smart. Give me 5.